Hi, this is Pat Lynch with Women's Radio. And today I have a very special guest who was an executive assistant for 15 years and then was motivated by the birth of her daughter to become a virtual assistant. And we met because of a mutual friend and one of our contributing editors, Susan Weed. And welcome, Lynn Prowse Bishop.
Thanks very much for having me, Pat.
And one of the special nuances of your being a virtual assistant is that you're located in Australia.
That's right. I'm in Brisbane, Queensland, on the east coast of Australia.
And how does someone in the U.S. come to use an assistant in Australia?
For a number of reasons, I guess. One would be the time difference. We're anything from 14 to 18 hours ahead of the U.S. So if somebody is looking for to extend their hours of business, for example, one of my clients in the U.S. actually did this. He was looking at extending his productivity well beyond close of business in the U.S., so he specifically looked for a virtual assistant in Australia who could provide that service. So while he's sleeping, I'm doing his work, and effectively it increases the efficiency and productivity of his business beyond the normal standard working hours without necessarily increasing the cost to him.
Right, kind of like a customer relationship management program.
Yeah, exactly right.
Very, very good. Well, how did you and Susan Weed meet up?
Actually, via her daughter, Justine, was looking for extra support, and she found me via website search. She did a search and found me, and I don't actually know whether she was aware that I was in Australia at the time, but that was how she found me, was via search and found my website.
But it works just great between you guys. And Susan is in what, Maine, or?
She's in New York.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So they've worked out the time differences to their satisfaction, huh?
That's right. We generally communicate via email, and we've also used my private chat room. So her daughter tends to work late hours as well, so there's never really a need. The type of work that I do for Susan, there isn't a need for us to be sort of speaking in real time with each other. So, you know, she'll be sending me emails and I'll get them the next morning sort of thing and be able to do the work that day. So there isn't a great deal of need for us to be real time speaking. But whenever there is, we've been able to use my chat room to do that.
So what are some of the devices that you use for your clients so that they can communicate with you?
Apart from the chat room and email, I also use internet voice over IP telephony, such as Skype. We use instant messaging and digital voice recording, which is not the same as voice recognition software. A digital voice recorder records dictation in much the same way as a traditional tape recorder does, but it does so in digital format, which can then be emailed to the transcriptionist or uploaded to an FTP server. And almost all of my clients use this type of software to communicate with me, and it can be anything from letter and report dictation to dictating email response, asking for meetings to be arranged or phone calls to be made, or even just letting me know that they're going to be away for a period of time. And these sorts of devices can either be handheld recorders, which can be provided by Philips or Sony or Olympus, and they look exactly the same as a tape recorder, except they record digitally. Or they can be computer-based software like QuickScribe, which is a Windows-based software application, and it uses the sound card on your computer to record your voice, and then you're able to email the resulting file from there.
Well, more and more, I think we're
the technology.
I think we're learning more and more about audio and video components that are going to help us do more with less. And using virtual assistants is just necessary in many cases, especially if you're doing business around the world. And you pointed out that one of your clients used you primarily so that you could be doing the work while they were sleeping.
Yes, that's exactly right.
But there are many things that you do. How about giving us a longer list of some of the things that a virtual assistant does?
Well, some virtual assistants will specialize. So some might do legal billing or specialize in medical typing, for example. Because my experience is in executive personal support, the sky's really the limit on what I can do. Some of the things that I do for clients is report and document preparation, as I mentioned, spreadsheets, database setup and maintenance, including client contact database management, either in a program like Access or using an online database, desktop publishing, so newsletter and flyer production, meeting and function arrangements, scheduling appointments, email response, travel arrangement, internet research, the sorts of things I do for Susan are like online article submissions, internet-based relationship marketing, including link exchanging, web promotion, forum moderation, proofreading and editing services. I even have supported on-site secretaries with any overflow work that they might have. So if they get too busy, they'll actually send their work on to me so that I can increase their productivity. So virtual assistants can work in partnership with your more traditional secretarial staff, and there's sort of really no need for traditional secretaries to feel like we're sort of invading their territory, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. So why would a person choose a virtual assistant over someone that's going to sit in the office outside
mm-hmm.
the door?
Well, you might be a sole operator or independent professional who needs secretarial support, but you don't have the space or resources to hire someone. You mightn't have the necessary expertise or time to complete a particular project, so you want to, you know, outsource that to somebody who does. Or you might have staff who go on extended vacation, so you're only looking for someone to, you know, fill that gap for a short period of time. There are also profound cost-saving benefits to businesses and individuals who partner with virtual assistants. A VA can perform the same services, fundamentally, as an office-based employee, but without the associated costs. You've got things like payroll tax, workers' compensation, superannuation, sick and other leave, training, equipment costs, power, lighting, telephone, and all those sorts of things, which when you partner with a VA, you actually aren't responsible for. So a VA, in addition, is available out of normal working hours, on weekends, occasionally on public holidays. There's none of that downtime that you lose with on-site staff to office politics and staff chatting around the coffee room or going off for smoke breaks or things like that. As a virtual assistant, it only charges you for time spent on a particular task. So it's more cost-effective from that point of view. Temporary staff is another solution that some businesses have opted for when they've found themselves in those sorts of positions, to actually use a temp to come in on a short-term basis. But temps don't always offer the most cost-effective solutions for business, because those on costs I mentioned are often factored into the hourly rate by the agency.
Right.
And in addition, when clients partner with a virtual assistant, they get this consistency of support, not a different person each time they need assistance,
right,
which will necessitate training of a new temp every time in their business procedures. So the VA has a vested interest in helping clients succeed in their own business goals, which a temp doesn't have. So there's advantages, definitely, of using a virtual assistant over temp staff, and for individual people, independent professionals and that sort of thing, there's definitely cost-saving benefits to using a virtual assistant.
Well, I know for women, trust is a big issue. How does one go about finding someone that you really trust, who also has the skill sets you're looking for, et cetera? How do you find the right virtual assistant?
Yeah, that is a problem, particularly with the internet. For all its advantages, that is a big disadvantage, that you don't know who you're partnering with. And I've got to say that most of my clients, I haven't ever met them. I think I've only got two or three that are actually in my hometown, so most of them have no idea who I am, wouldn't know me if they fell over me. But the reason why to actually find somebody who you can trust and build this relationship with, I think you need to try and find somebody who maybe has accreditations. I currently have three accreditations in the virtual assistant industry. Find somebody who's accredited, who has experience. As you mentioned earlier, I have over 15 years experience as an executive personal assistant. So you're going to be looking for somebody who does have experience, who has some accreditations. Ask them whether they belong to industry organizations. There are a number of virtual assistant networks out there. Ask them if they belong to any of them, what sort of training they might have. Do that, you know, we need to look after our own training, obviously. I usually try and do a training in a new software package or update my training once or twice a year if I can get the time. So those sorts of things are what you're looking for. People who are professional business people, who have good ethics, ask for business references. That's a big thing. Like, you would normally want references for an employee. Well, when you're partnering with a virtual assistant, ask them for a business reference. And if they are a professional VA, they should have them available for you so that you can contact these people direct to find out how they work and how things work for them. So referrals are obviously the best thing to try and grab. So,
and
that would be the way that I'd suggest anybody looking at partnering with a VA looks for those sorts of things.
And people normally do that, but when you come to something that's off the internet, people forget that that's just as viable. You can pick up the phone and call anywhere in the world, as we are doing right now, to get the information you need.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And I also know that you mentor other young virtual assistants. Isn't this true?
Yes, that's right. If somebody's sort of just getting started, then yes, I do that. I also have a mentor of my own who has been a virtual assistant for over 10 years. So, I do. I try to sort of help out. That's one thing I think that the virtual assistant industry has over a lot of other industries is we're really not cutthroat competitive. Virtual assistants will help each other. I outsource some of my work to other VAs when I'm stuck. I had a huge transcription project recently. It was over 100 hours of transcription, and there was no way I was going to get it turned around, and I ended up partnering with about another 9 virtual assistants to get it done. So, those
now, how do you find those people?
Via the network that I belong to.
And so there are associations for virtual assistants?
That's right. There's a number of them around the world. I belong to one in the US, one in Australia here, and one in the UK. And anybody who's interested in trying to find them, there is a website called worktheweb.com, which lists the current virtual assistant organizations that are out there.
And do they also rate? Do they have, is the certification, does it come through some of those associations?
Yes. One of the certifications that I have comes sort of with my membership of that, as well as a few other things, obviously. But if I was to leave that network, I would lose my accreditation with them.
Uh-huh.
One of them, though, is not. It's completely independent. So it's purely based on my experience and my current working ethics and my clients and the type of work that I provide. The certification that I have for that is based on all those things.
Well, this has certainly been enlightening. I have enjoyed this so much, and I feel empowered, actually, to begin looking for my own virtual assistant, and I hope that other people who are listening have the same feeling. Thank you so very much for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
And I have to say a special thank you to Susan Weed and her daughter Justine for actually introducing us.
Absolutely. It's been great.
And I hope that you'll return and talk with us again soon. Maybe you'll have more stories about things that we can learn from a virtual assistant.
Oh, I'd love to. That'd be great. If anybody does need any more information, then I'm happy to answer any questions. They can go to my website, execstress.com. and grab my email from there, and I'm happy to answer any questions people may have or any concerns they might have about partnering with a VA.
Well, thank you again, Lynn. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Pat.